The knot is a medium-sized dumpy shorebird. On the face of it, it's nothing special, and its name appears just as plain. But what's in a name? Well, this one is thought to be steeped in history. King Canute, or King Knut in Danish, a strapping Viking, ruled the North Sea Empire, Denmark and Norway, and eventually England in 1016. During his reign, the successful monarch was worshipped among obsequious courtiers as if he were a god. To prove a point, Canute headed to the shores of the North Sea, where he set his throne. The incoming tide approached the grandiose royal seat. Used to dishing out commands, the king ordered the waves to halt. But even the king was unable to control the inevitable rise and fall. So, what does this have to do with our unassuming knot? Well, in Scandinavia, the king's name was pronounced Knud or Knut, a close variation of knot. These inconspicuous waders are thought to have inherited the name through their own inability to control the tides. Gathered in huge huddles on mudflats on the Wash in West Norfolk, it's easy to see why. Even in their masses, they look wholly vulnerable in the face of the rolling tide. Like Canute, knot leap up on an approaching tide in an attempt to keep their feet dry, creating spectacular clouds of weaving wings. Alone, the knot looks comical, but flying in the air with its own, it oozes audaciousness, blending into a tangle of knot. However, airborne is not how King Canute deemed them at their best. These stout knot have been termed really excellent eating, and many have claimed they were a particular favourite of King Canute when fattened up and served with bread and milk. Now, thankfully, knot are no longer a sought-after cuisine. Instead, thousands of us flock to see the knot partake in the Wader Spectacular at RSPB Snettisham on the West Norfolk coast, a site that is internationally important for knot and another 15 species of bird.